The first reading today, we hear the people of Israel out in the desert, and they are not happy about their situation. One can understand that. Think of the temperatures we've had in the last few weeks. And if you were just outside all the time with the sun beating straight down on you, and then eating the exact same thing day after day after day, one can understand where they might be a little frustrated. And yet at the same time, what we have to be able to recognize is the lack of gratitude. They're out in the desert. God is feeding them in an extraordinary way. And what do they say? We're sick of this disgusting food. Really. So first you whine about the fact that God isn't going to be able to feed you, and then when he does, you whine about that. You don't have water, so he gives you water from a rock. St. Paul tells us that the rock followed them across the desert, but they're going to whine about that. We have to be able to look at this then for ourselves and ask ourselves, how many things that God is doing in our lives do we complain about? How many things that happen in our lives are we ungrateful for? Because it's a very easy thing for us to fall into that same basic trap, especially now, because all the varieties of food that are available to us and all the ease and the comfort, we've got air conditioning in the summer, we've got heating in the winter, we don't even have to work for it. And people used to have to go out and chop wood to get a little bit of heat. And in the summertime, there was no air conditioning, there was nothing to cool them down. And some of you are maybe old enough to remember when they used to take a block of ice and put a fan behind it and blow it around, and just it cooled things down, made it all really humid and pretty gross. But that was a great improvement. Prior to then, there was no break. So we have it in some ways so easy. And what do? We complain. We complain about everything. Where's the gratitude toward God? If we look at it and trust, God will take care of everything if we will trust him. But that's where most of us get ourselves in trouble. We don't trust him. We will give him all kinds of lip service, but when push comes to shove, we simply do not trust. And we might not always be too grateful for the way that God does things. For instance, what if he gave us the same thing every single day? Oh, we'd be whining about that pretty quickly, because we want something different. Maybe it's like John the Baptist. He was eating grasshoppers. Boy, wouldn't most of us just be so grateful for what God gave us? Grasshoppers in abundance. Yeah, right. Remember listening to a talk that a very elderly woman had given a number of years back. She was talking about the situation in the Depression. And she said the rule in the house was, do not ask what it was that we were eating. We had no idea. Mom always found something, but just don't ask what it is. So again, we could look at that and ask our own selves, how would we react if things became very difficult? How would we handle that? Would we be willing to accept what God is sending us? Would we be grateful for what God is sending us? That same lady talked about the fact that they had a creek going behind, or whatever it was, behind their house, and said, Mom had a .22 above the door, and if she saw a muskrat going down the thing, she'd go out and shoot it, and that would be dinner. So how many of you would be looking at it saying, A muskrat. Praise the Lord, we've got dinner tonight. Yeah, we probably aren't going to be too excited about that. So again, we need to look at our own selves and ask, do I really trust God? And am I really grateful for what it is that He's giving me? Even if it might not be what I'd like. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if it was a lobster that was going down that little canal. Well, it wasn't. It was a muskrat. And so, no, they weren't eating high off the hog. They were eating whatever came along. The people of Israel were fed by God in extraordinary ways. God takes care of us in extraordinary ways, too. It's just that oftentimes we don't even recognize it. So it's a good thing for us to look at. Do we really trust the Lord? And are we grateful for everything that He gives us? Again, it sounds like those are easy things, but they are not. Put yourself into the situation of those people in Israel, out in the desert. Put yourself into the situation of the people living at the time of the Depression. And ask yourself, would I be grateful? Would I trust the Lord? Do I have the kind of prayer life that I'm going to stay united with God no matter what happens? Those are the kinds of things that, as we look at our own self, we have to challenge ourselves to keep moving forward, to trust more, and to be more grateful for everything that God gives us.